Queensland police say they're investigating hooning activity as a possible cause or contributor to the Biwa bushfire. The fire started on Sunday within the Glasshouse Mountains National Park before spreading towards Mawson's Road and Holt Roads in Biwa, forcing residents to evacuate yesterday afternoon. They were allowed to return to their homes with caution just after 6 p.m. last night. For now, the fire is contained but is expected to burn for several days. There are concerns about Thursday's forecast, though, where the mercury in Biwa is set to reach 34 degrees. Investigators have identified the source of a listeria outbreak causing a cluster of cases across three states. The source has been traced back to shredded chicken. Five cases have been identified in Queensland, including in one patient from the Sunshine Coast. Infectious disease expert Dr. Paul Griffin has told Nine most people infected with the bacteria won't experience any symptoms.
That also makes it a bit hard to track down. And, you know, we know that when it does cause symptoms, rarely, it's usually in those that are most susceptible. So those people you listed, immunocompromised elderly and pregnant women.
The Forensic Crash Unit is calling for witnesses or anyone with dash cam vision in the moments before a serious accident at Diddillibah on Sunday night to come forward. A 29-year-old Keels Mountain man was behind the wheel of a Nissan Patrol when it rolled and hit a tree. He suffered serious injuries and had to be cut from the vehicle before being flown to the RBWH for treatment. Queensland's surf lifesavers and lifeguards have had a busy start to the season with 14 rescues across the Sunshine Coast over the weekend. Crews also had to take a number of preventative actions with another 1,345 across the coast. Surf Lifesaving Queensland spokesperson Peter Layla says overall they were happy with behaviour, but alarmingly they still saw too many people swimming outside the red and yellow flags.